Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome, Bill Michaels Show, and it's third hour on the air. We are glad you are on board today. Thanks for taking a listen to us on this Monday as the weather continues to warm. And if you're a Wisconsinite that's a Bucks fan or a Brewers fan, you felt really good because you did not take a loss since the last time you and I had a chance to speak. Brewers continue to win. Bucks continue to win. One place that isn't winning is Bel Air Cantina. Fortunately, Giannis walks in. After the game the other day, yesterday, and doesn't get service. Can't get a table. So he ends up walking out. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. He walks in. Now, I've heard two different stories of this, so you tell me which one is true. The first story is he walks in, and nobody comes up and says, hello, hi, welcome to Bel Air Cantina, can we help you? And he wanted a table and didn't get one. Okay, but apparently the service, the person that's supposed to greet you at the door to seat you, took forever and he ended up walking out. That's the first story. The second side of this is, finally when they got to him, they said, we're all full up. Now, I don't know which story is true. I wasn't there, couldn't tell you. Here's my take on this, okay? First and foremost, if the first story is true and there was nobody there to greet and you have to wait 10, 15 minutes for somebody to finally come up and recognize you, that's sad. That really is. That is just poor customer service. Flat, plain out, simple. Bad. Okay? Look, and the only reason I can state this so heavily and people say, well, how can you be so critical? You know, you've never worked in the business. Used to own bars and restaurants. Had a couple of them when I was in Cincinnati. Had one on the river, as a matter of fact. Yes, I did. I also managed a couple of nightclubs. Service was first and foremost. That's what you did. You greeted. You said hello. You had a minute to get to that person because a minute when you start counting seems like forever when people walk through the door. You had a minute to get to people, okay? At least to recognize them. Even if you're going to say, hey, welcome and give me just a second, I'll be over, you had to say hello to somebody. So that shame on Bel Air Cantina if that's the case. Secondly, if he walks in and they said, we're sorry, Mr. Adenakumpo, we don't have anything available at this time. The bottom line is, you've already seated everybody. You can make room in some way, shape, or form, and I would certainly try to do so. I mean, the guy just hit the winning bucket in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference playoffs. I'm certainly going to try to take care of him in any way, shape, or form that I can. If I got to bring him back into the office and feed the man, I'm going to do it. On the other hand, for all the people that were taking pictures of Giannis that are all Bucks fans, why in the hell didn't somebody stand up and go, hey, Giannis, come on over until a table gets open? Shame on fans as well. Just open your hearts, open your minds, open your table. Give the man a chair. Something. I mean, if I'm sitting there, if Sherry, I, and the kids are sitting there, and Giannis comes walking in, we're like, man, look, there's Giannis. And he's standing there and waiting. And I'd be like, Giannis, hey, while you're waiting, pull up a chair. Hey, is this chair available? I'd go to a table. Hey, Joe Bob, hey, this chair available? Giannis, come on over for a minute while you wait for a table. Hang with us. We'll buy you a taco. Why in the hell didn't somebody buy the man a taco? Something. So, yes, if the service was poor, that's on Bel Air Cantina. If they're just full up, they're doing what they can. When we were out in Minneapolis at Manny's Steakhouse that first night, we got a private table in the back because we had pre-reserved it, and it was, Paul Charchin, who does our show, a friend of theirs, took care of us. Okay, we're sitting in the back. Justin Timberlake couldn't get a private table. They said either you sit outside with everybody else or there's nothing we can do about it. We don't know who to throw out to make room for you. You don't do that. You don't throw people out to make room for the stars. You don't want that reputation. Everybody's treated the same, but you want to treat everybody really, 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 really well. So they said, Justin, you're going to have to sit in the middle. And he did. He accepted it, said hi to people, was really nice. We got video of him leaving the place. It was great. The guy that got pissed off was Tom Brady. Tom Brady couldn't get a private dining room, therefore he wasn't going to sit with the great unwashed, so he ended up saying, I'm not coming there. It wasn't a big story. It is what it is. Giannis just wanted to get a taco. So either Bel Air Cantina didn't address him right away, which shame on them, or if he was standing there and nobody offered to say, hey, Giannis, come on over here until a table opens up, we'll buy you a taco, shame on you. But beyond that, it's not a big story.
Well, it could have been an even bigger story had Giannis played the do you know who I am card, but Giannis isn't that kind of person.
No, Giannis is not that way.
And that's a good thing, because the one thing is, when a celebrity says, this is the restaurant I want to go to, of all the restaurants in Milwaukee, this is the one I want to go to, you as a restaurant better try to do everything you can to keep him there, even if it is busy. You really should. I worked in a restaurant for 7 years, and anytime someone of celebrity status walked in, we wanted to make sure, above and beyond, that celebrity was going to stay there, even if we were busy, that we were going to accommodate no matter what. It's what you have to do, because the fear is, if you don't please the celebrity, if you don't do enough, that celebrity could complain about it. And then it's bad PR, you look bad, the restaurant looks bad, and people who worship that particular celebrity are gonna side with that celeb. Had Giannis gone out publicly and complained about it and said, hey, you know what? I walked into Bel Air Cantina and my girlfriend and I were standing there for 10 minutes, weren't helped once, you know, come on, whatever. You know how many Bucks fans would be on Giannis' side today and be ripping Bel Air Cantina? I mean, really, this story could have been much worse than what it was. But when you got Giannis standing there, a guy who just had the game-winning shot, come on, man. Find a way. Yep. At least give him some free chips.
Give him something.
First round is on us.
Big glass of water.
Right.
Something.
Giannis, is there anything we can get you? You have to do that for someone of that status.
You just got to do it. So anyway, that's the big hullabaloo. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Look, if that account was true, that Giannis waited there for 10 minutes and wasn't helped once.
If nobody said anything, shame on Bel Air Cantina.
That's irresponsible and unacceptable.
They didn't dispute it, but at this point, you got to wonder if Bel Air Cantina actually had they disputed it, would they have looked even worse in the public eye? I think they just kind of said, okay, you know, we're going to take our lumps here. We promise this won't ever happen again. It is what it is, and kind of go from there.
But then they turn it into a marketing thing where if the Bucks win these next two games, then you get a free taco on that Friday.
Right.
Now, was that right on their behalf to do that? Did they go above and beyond? Some people think that apology and that marketing thing was really bad PR, and it made it even worse.
No, look, why? They didn't have to do anything. Their name wasn't even out there until this whole thing happened. They could have just simply said, we're really sorry, and we hope to take care of him when he comes back again. We extend an invitation to him to come back to receive our five-star service. They couldn't have said anything. They didn't have to say anything. You know, hell yeah, if I'm Bel Air Cantina, I'm capitalizing on it. That's what we do. So for people that get all bent out of shape about it, it's like, come on. It's what you do. Not only do we treat them bad, but we want to make it up to everybody. For everybody that's getting mad at us. Come on in. That's... We want to prove to everybody that we're not Jags. That we, you know, whoever it was, maybe the girl that was, or the guy for that matter, who I don't know, but maybe the person that was behind that hostess stand, maybe they had bad gas cramps and had to go to the bathroom for 10 minutes or something. Who knows? You don't know. It might have been just an innocent mistake, so take advantage of it.
Yeah, but you know what? In a restaurant setting, when you're that busy, there should always be someone there.
I agree.
There should always be. Not being helped for 10 minutes, that's unacceptable at any restaurant you go to. I don't care where you are. There should always be someone there. Always. So, if that was the case, shame on Bel Air in that
yep.
regard.
I
shame
agree.
On him.
There you have it. 855-830-8648. Let's see here. Bob says he was there. Bob, how are we looking today? What's going on, man?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
I'm really, really embarrassed for Giannis. My girlfriend and I were there, and about 15 minutes after we showed up, him and his very small entourage showed up. And the only two people that were ahead of him were these two ladies. And actually, my girlfriend, we're counting more like 15 or 20 minutes. I mean, we keep hearing 10 minutes. It was more like 15 or 20. And finally, a booth opened up for the two ladies that were ahead of him. And then another booth opened up. And then in the front, there were three smaller tables that could have been put together for him and his entourage. And these three waitresses were just, they were terrible. They were in the back talking and not even moving. And, you know, my girlfriend and I were telling them, along with some other guests, hey, do you know who this is? And, you know, and beside the fact that he's an athlete of his stature, he's a customer. Sit him down.
Right.
You know, what are you thinking?
So did they even address him for 10 minutes, or they just didn't pay attention to him for 10 minutes?
They were just standing there. They just weren't paying attention to him.
Okay.
It was just like, you know, people realized he was there, but these three waitresses were just standing in the talk and they in the back, and they were just terrible. They were just awful.
Well,
and then finally, one of the gentlemen that was in Giannis's entourage, he walked back there and he gave him a piece of his mind. He was a well-dressed man in a suit, and he gave him a piece of his mind. He walked back to the front, and then they just left.
Wow.
And then after they left, my girlfriend and I, along with some other guests, we were just telling them, you know, how can you people be this unprofessional? You know, it was just crazy.
Yep.
And again, we were counting more like 15 or 20 minutes, not 10.
Well, thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. They paid the price. Bel Air Cantina paying a price for this. There's no doubt about it.
Interesting. Thanks,
yeah.
Bob.
And look, it's not everyone. It was some bad customer service at one particular Bel Air Cantina. I'm not condemning the entire chain, but I know there was some friends of mine that they just opened the new one up in the corners of Brookfield. And they had a meeting that was going to be scheduled there. And they were going to go there for after work drinks, I guess, and do some kind of business thing that they were going to do. And they asked me to come along. And I got a text this morning that said, Bel Air Cantina, no longer on our list. So they're paying the price for it.
Well, I'm a big Bel Air fan. In fact, I was there last week and had to wait over an hour to get a table because it's that popular.
It is popular. But then again, I don't wait. Not to say that I ask for service or special treatment or anything. I just don't wait. There is not any food that is that good that I'm going to wait in line for an hour for. You know what I mean? There's nothing in it. Now, maybe if I'm going to Geno's, maybe if they got an hour wait, I'll sit at the bar and hang out for a while. No big deal. But I'm not waiting in line for an hour for anything. So popularity or not, like Portillo's, I've never had it. Never. Every time, oh, man, the lines are so good. You got to go get it. That's what people are waiting for. There's nothing that good. I don't know if sex is that good. I'm not waiting an hour for that. Ain't happening. So the food better be like orgasmic. If you're gonna wait in line for an hour, I know that every now and then there's what is it up by me? It's Jose's Blue Sombrero is always packed. I guess it's good. I've been in there once, but I won't wait. Ain't happening. So I'll find another restaurant. There's a lot of good restaurants out there. So if Bel Air made him wait, nobody even addressed the man for as Rob says, 15 to 20 minutes. Shame on you. Shame on you. 855-830-8648 on the loans by kip.com. Toll-free talk line. Stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Michael Show on the air. We are glad to have you. By the way, for those that are comparing the whole Bel Air Cantina thing to what happened with John Hansen, the John Hansen thing, completely different in the sense that it was more, at least at the time, we believed to be more racially motivated than anything. I'm just throwing it out there. Now, I don't know if they did not wait on Giannis because he was a black player or a black person. I don't know that. But it seemed like there was more of a racially motivated side to things when it came to the John Hansen story. So I believe it's to be apples and oranges. Just an FYI. 855-830-8648 on the loans by kip.com. Toll-free talk line. 855-830-8648. Jabari Parker says, hey, it feels good just to get out there and get some minutes under your belt.
It just feels good to get out there and play. And for whatever minutes I get, you know, just try to make the best out of it.
And he did. We talked about that last week, that if he gets some time and starts getting a few more minutes, you know, for him to get more minutes, you got to get out there and make the most of it. And he did on Friday night, got more minutes again on Sunday. Starting would be great, but he said it's more important to be in there and finishing games.
Starting is a good thing, but at the end of the day, like, if I get minutes, I just try to make the best out of it. And that's all that matters. Like, finishing games is more important, or at least being out there for the majority.
And then he said, you know, when the crowd, and I tweeted this out on Friday. I said, look, when he takes the court, I hope that everybody goes nuts and just supports. You know, look, even if you're not in agreement with what he said or maybe the timing of it, you understand where it comes from. But just get behind him, give him the opportunity to see what he can do, and he made the most of it. And he said the crowd was great.
The crowd is the best, you know. They supported us thick and thin, and we just try to feed off their energy.
And I think this team did. Now, whether or not they can do that on the road, we'll have to wait and see, because on the road's different. You're not feeding off of the energy of the crowd. You have to be able to feed off the energy to quiet the crowd and really off of your own guys. And sometimes that's easier said than done. He said, look, coming up in game five, not having a home crowd, that's going to be different.
Just embrace each other, try to make our own noise, try to make our own environment, because it's going to be 20,000 people against us.
20,000 screaming and yelling against you. You cannot give Boston that energy. That's what you're hoping for, is to keep that energy away from the Boston Celtics. By the way, he talks about what, because Jason Terry said on our show that he had, when Jabari was going through this whole thing, and people were starting to really kind of come down on him, Jason Terry stepped back, looked at Jabari, and then sent off a text to Coach K. Coach K then turns around and texts Jabari. They have a back and forth. He talks about him receiving a text from Coach K.
I found myself through my loved ones, and they're going to tell me straight. This is what I can do to control their environment. That's who I owe it to, the people that stay in my ear, that really tell me the truth. And, you know, I got a conversation with Coach K, and even though he's not coaching me now, you know, his words meant a lot.
So there you go. Which, again, you talk about veterans. When a veteran like Jason Terry, who didn't do a lot on the court, but off the court, notices something and says, I'm going to get him in touch with a guy that he knows and respects and will listen to, so interesting in that particular case. So then the question is, well, what did Coach K tell you?
Oh, he just told me to, you know, give myself a chance. And when I get out there, make the most out of my opportunity.
So there you go. Basically it. But there's probably more to it than that. A lot more to it than I would assume. But, again, I go back to the recognition that there was something going on, and he needed somebody from an outside voice. Nobody in the organization right now is going to get through to him, so you got to get somebody outside. Remember when James Jones went through this, when the Packers were getting ready to make their playoff run and ultimately their Super Bowl run? James Jones had an issue. He was dropping some passes, big passes, and people were just coming down on him. And James Jones went back to his high school coach and called him and said, man, just is there something I'm doing? Am I pulling my hands in? Am I, you know? And his coach looked at him, or at least talked to him directly, at least according to James, and said, you're running without the ball. You know, watch the ball into your hands and then run. Catch first, then run. It was simple, but it was something that he gathered. I mean, you could have been anybody on the Packers organization at the time and said that, and it might have gone in on one ear and out the other. But it was his high school coach, a guy that he trusted, who noticed something. He said, look, you're just a split second, you're taking your eyes off the ball. You're getting out of there a little bit too quick, you know? You're trying to run. You're trying to make the play before the play actually happens. You can't run without the ball. It's not a play if you don't have the ball. And sure enough, he ends up making a couple of big catches. They go on to win a Super Bowl, and the rest is history. So, you know, Coach K gets in his ear a little bit, and suddenly, you know, he's playing extremely good. Now, is it still at the level we expect from Jabari Parker? Not totally, but it's a lot better than what you saw in games 1 and 2. 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. 855-830-8648. If you want to give us a shout, by all means, do so. Now, after the bottom of the hour, the Packers general manager, Brian Gutekunst, he's previewing the 2018 draft. You're going to hear from him coming up as we're going to get back into a little bit of draft chatter. As also after the top of the hour, Paul Imig, our Green and Gold analyst, is going to be joining us. And we'll talk with him about some of the things Gutekunst had to say. Also start to look forward to the NFL draft. Get back into some NBA chatter and some Bucks chatter. Nick Friedel, the NBA writer for ESPN.com, he's going to be joining us about an hour and 5 minutes from now as we continue to talk about Game 5 of the Eastern Conference playoffs and the Bucks' place in it. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Summer's around the corner. We all know that. Music's going to be out at the Wisconsin State Fair Park and the Budweiser Pavilion. Looking forward to that as well. So join us out there on a Wednesday night as Wednesday Night Live gets back and cranking again this summer. It begins May 30th. Rebel Grace takes the stage. We're really looking forward to it. Anxious to get the warm weather, music under the stars, and outside. A little bit of beverages, a little bit of music. Really looking forward to it. When we come back, I'm going to hear from the Packers general manager. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical. Cabin fever, maybe, just maybe, we have finally turned a corner. You're going to be able to get outside, enjoy a few things, start doing a little gardening, get the patio furniture back out, cleaning out the garage, all that stuff you've been putting off. You've been waiting for the weather to break. Finally, I think it's broken, and I think we're out of the woods when it comes to cold, cold, cold weather, and maybe even snow. Knock on wood. But cabin fever is real. And if the indoor events, if you know what I mean, personal relationship-wise, aren't getting it done, they have our friends over at Neumel Medical have the 98% effectiveness at fighting guys with ED, the ED problems. And if you've got to the low T, and that is mental clarity, you know, issues, moodiness, stamina, just feeling better, more energized, they can help you out there with the low T treatments. 414-455-4451. A location in Green Bay and in Milwaukee, or maybe it's the all-in-one weight loss program. You're looking at yourself going, man, t-shirt weather right around the corner. I got to start losing some weight. I got to take off 10. Here's a way to do it. Just give yourself to them, and I guarantee it works. It is that simple. 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. Just a little while ago, Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst, he spoke to the media. It's his pre-draft speech prior to the 2018 draft. Take a listen. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst, as he talks, and that's the first half of the conversation. We're going to hear the rest of it coming up a little bit later on in the program. But as he talks kind of draft philosophy, a lot of talk about Ted Thompson. He's in the room. He's a talent evaluator. There's still a lot there. It sounds like Ted's fingerprints are still, even though it's Brian's team, it sounds like Ted's fingerprints are still draped all over this franchise in some way, shape, or form. Yeah. So now we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I'm just a country bumpkin.
What the philosophy is moving forward. And I think many of you are putting palm to forehead going, no. Just make some moves, get some players, push some chips to the middle of the table, be a little more active. Now, they've done some stuff in free agency, okay? So we'll see what happens. See what happens before it's all said and done. Speaking of the draft, coming up Thursday night. Thursday, it's going to be fantastic, and here's the reason why. We're going to be at the Q Club of Wisconsin, as we do every year, for our draft coverage. Okay? Coming up Thursday night, yours truly, Gary Ellerson. Some special guests are going to appear. Mike Clemens is going to be in Green Bay. And we're going to have on the televisions out there the Bucks and the Celtics, the Brewers and the Cubs. And in addition to that, we will also have the NFL draft. We'll be covering the draft beginning to end of the first round. Starts at 6 o'clock coming up this Thursday night. Q Club of Wisconsin out in Waukesha, Wisconsin. And we hope to see you out there. Plenty of seats, plenty of tables, lots to do. And televisions everywhere that are all going to be tuned in to numerous things. But it's all going to be Wisconsin-based sports. So we hope to see you out there as a face in the crowd. We are really, really looking forward to it. Coming up after the top of the hour, we'll talk more about this, talk about the draft. Paul Imig, our Green and Gold analyst, is going to be joining us. And we'll talk to him about the announcement that Aaron Rodgers, now fully vested in the Milwaukee Bucks, is a minority owner. We'll get into that discussion as well. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
hold the phone. Hold the phone. Do we have a falsehood floating around about us? So Bel Air Cantina, which is where Giannis went after the game, where all the controversy began to surface. Bel Air Cantina said, we're going to get to the bottom of this. Went back and let's go to the videotape. Within moments of his arrival, the manager came over and told Giannis, who, by the way, has been there many times, and they know him well, told him there is a wait. Saying Giannis has been a customer here many times. He graciously accepted our apology and for not being able to seat him right away and other customers more quickly. Our focus is now on supporting our team and this playoff run. Go Bucks. And that is from Bel Air Cantina. But they say we appreciate everybody's passion for treating Giannis and all customers with great customer service. It is something we strive to do every day. We reviewed the entryway footage from last night, and we're proud to reaffirm that Giannis was promptly greeted by the manager and was told of the wait time. Giannis stood around for just a short period of time, looked around, and decided to go ahead and go home and have pizza. They went to the videotape. Now, Bel Air Cantina could have said, you know, here's our middle finger. We did it the right way, and you're all wrong. Instead, they were very gracious about it. But sometimes the embellishment can begin. And what became now a national story is not, at least according to Bel Air Cantina in their video. Because there is a picture of the manager talking to Giannis right there in the front of the hallway. And they say the videotape says moments after his arrival. Now, it doesn't say 28 seconds or 1 minute, but they say moments after his arrival, which would tell me it was, you know, much shorter than 10 to 20 minutes. Moments after his arrival, they said, it's going to be a little bit of a wait. Can you wait? He said, yes. Waited a while and then just decided, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and wait for a long period of time. I'm going to go get some pizza. So for fans that were up in arms, Bel Air Cantina has now spoken and they said, check the videotape. There you have it. The Bel Air Cantina bite me in the taco escapade is now done. There you have it.
Well, according to our caller, though, who was there,
mm-hmm.
He said that there were still tables that they could have put together for Giannis.
I don't know. I know is that people were saying it was at least 10 minutes, and now Bel Air Cantina is saying, no, that's not true. Here's a videotape.
Okay, there we go.
So going by the picture, the infamous picture of whoever took this, with Giannis in the background, not being seated right away. That picture claimed that he was not even waited on, not even talked to for a period of time, which now we know is untrue. So how much after the fact can we take as truth? You know what I mean? When the videotape doesn't lie. It is what it is. So I don't know what to believe anymore. I just know that Giannis got pizza. Giannis, if you're listening, our boys down in San Giorgio will be happy to take care of you. If you're going to go somewhere right after the game that's right there nearby, go over and see Gino and get some pizza. Order the Bill Michaels. Make me feel good. How are we looking? Oh, boy. Talk about something that's been... You know what? We're talking more about that than we are about the fact that the Bucks have won two in a row. They've tied this series up. Big game coming up tomorrow night. And then another one on Thursday. Looking forward to it. Should be good. Coming up after the top of the hour, Paul Imig, our Green and Gold analyst, is going to be joining us. He'll be here to talk a little bit more about what the Packers' draft needs are as we continue to look more and more into the draft. And hopefully, Gutekunst, who you heard from just moments ago. We're going to hear, by the way, the second half of that conversation that he had with the media today in his pre-draft presser. That's coming up here shortly. So we're going to get into that discussion. Don't forget our friends over at Quick Trip. They are offering fuel discounts, and fuel is on the rise, my friends. Go to Quick Trip, KWIK, quicktrip.com today. Get yourself the rewards program. You purchase a pound of Nature's Touch butter, 5 cents off per gallon. Nature's Touch eggs, 2 cents off per gallon. couple of big giant Hershey bars, 3 cents off per gallon, and a whole lot more. Look for more great offers. Just visit your neighborhood Quick Trip, K-W-I-K, quicktrip.com to find the one nearest you. Some Packers, some Bucks. We're still going. It's a Monday. It's a warming up Monday here on the Bill Michaels Show. We'll be back right after this.
In Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.